just said collab is con, billions of banana. Mobas tembum dalukon, started from the bottom. Man just said collab is con, billions of banana. Mobas tembum dalukon, dalukon as pelu moya, as pelu moya, as pelu.
Noma besilele umoya, sina siphakathi impisi lwa nemimoya. You could put me in a mix, lalelele gosha. Cause everything that's on my lips, rimagoya. Have you ever played a lotion with a cooking oil?
Greetings, sanibonani, dumelani, abshini. Hello out there once again. It's your boys back again with another episode of WKC, the Creatives Cultural Corner, you know, a platform where we zoom in on our artists in the West Rand and beyond, you know, as we get to know more about who they are, what they're doing, how they are impacting the community, you know. And as you can see, we actually have a guest in studio, but we'll get to her in a few minutes. But apart from that, let me just pass the mic to my co-host that said to introduce himself.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? What up, what up? It's your boy, Bad Boy Mo, aka Mr. Nazi Man, aka the baddest in the planet, aka Big Bad Money Mo. If you don't know, man, get the out of here. Yes, sir, we are back again with another episode, and today we have a very special guest, and she is about to introduce herself in a minute.
And I think she's actually representing an entire group as she's here.
This is going to be interesting.
This is the first time actually having like a guest. You know, when Fly from Visualize Greatness actually told me that we're talking to someone, they could be about you know why that's the name he sent me, and then when I checked the bio, I was like, no, man. But before we actually get into it with our guest for this episode number 14, if I'm not mistaken, just a quick reminder to click that subscribe button down there, and don't also forget to go check us out across all other podcast streaming platforms. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and the rest of the podcast streaming platforms. See, we are still growing. But apart from that, don't also forget that 2024 Onemos, we are hosting the Love Affair Single and Mingle session, you know. So, if you spend Valentine's alone, you know, this is the chance to get someone for the next year. At least, get teddy bear or chocolate teddy bear, you know. So tickets are available on Howler. It's just right here by the corner at Palapala Park. You know, it's gonna be interesting. We've got DJs, we've got live performances, interactive games, you know. So if you were there last year, you know what went down, you know. But apart from that, let us jump into today's
episode.
So welcome, Matsidi. So
thank you.
So let's start with who you are, what do you do?
My name is Matsidiso, like you just said, welcome Matsidiso, and I'm from Kagiso Extension 12. I always describe myself as Matthew 5 verse 14, I'm the light of the world, like the city that is set on the hill, it cannot be hidden. So no matter what circumstances I face, I'll always shine forth. Hallelujah. Yes, so I'm from the group called Barata Ba Morena. It's also in Extension 12.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much. Oh, my group is Barata Ba Morena, and it was nominated as the best. It won the award as the best choir in Kagiso.
We're dealing with award-winning artists, you know. Award-winning choir.
Yes. And I was the best female vocalist, voted the best female vocalist. And we also won an award of the best song for Clap and Tap.
Yes. I love that genre so much with my heart.
Oh, really?
That music. Tole ka Sunday fella I'm saying, you know, just that cleaning, you know, so better for
Clapping and tapping. Right?
So, how does the music journey start? Where does it all start for you? Because I know with groups, only the recruitment, they sometimes sing in somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, Barata Omorena, you asking based on Barata Omorena, right?
Nah, for you.
Oh, for me.
For you. Yeah, for her first.
Oh, for me
first. They build up to Barata Omorena.
Oh, no, I loved singing from primary school.
Yeah.
You know, I loved singing. When I wash my dishes, I always sing. Like anything that I do, I sing. You know, singing is my everyday pill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just love singing.
It's a drug that heals.
Yeah, it's a drug that heals. It's my go-to friend. Whenever I'm happy, I sing. I celebrate through singing. Whenever I'm sad, I console myself through singing. So singing is just my heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Too much.
That's powerful.
too much.
So, hence you started singing. You started singing as a child, right?
I started singing as a child.
So, you started alone, or you just, it was a choir at school?
No, at school. You know, there was this other teacher who used to teach me maths, Mr. Munyai. Then my class said, hey, he would beat us up, that guy. But
look how it turned out.
Yeah, it would make
and
sure.
And then you
that
look at this generation, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this generation, yeah, no, you know, when you. When there's corporal punishment to them, it's not punishment, it's abuse.
It's
but nice. Yeah, but to us, it was sort of an alignment to us that, you know what, this is the right path that you should take.
Yeah.
Whenever I came off Remba Jay, he would remind me by just hitting us back, you know, come back. And then, yeah, even when we try to compare the older generation and the generation, yeah, today it's quite different.
Yeah.
It's quite different. The boundaries lifestyle. Are different. The lifestyle is different.
These days we have like one of me and one of Fika go and Fika led away. I got one such book cutting in the bedroom. And there you there.
Oh, you remind me of an incident. I'm a teacher.
I'm a teacher.
We had an incident at school where Elena, a grade 6 learner, once told the teacher that. Yo, teacher, upakile, and now come to go bete and go with some attack. So that's the now generation that we are dealing with. That's the now generation that we are dealing with. And then if you implement corporal punishment, the parent will be here in a second.
Yeah. Like Ushapa Mwanaka,
where do you get that right?
Me, my pops, in the day, will go to school and be like, you see this one, if he misbehaves, I feel that's what they did, you know.
Yeah.
But so, like, you just mentioned that you are also a teacher.
Yes.
How do you balance the music? That's the professional life, you know. Because I know from being
life.
An artist is hard.
Yeah.
And balancing it with the daily 9 to 5.
I think it goes back to doing something with passion, not just doing it because you have to do it, but doing it out of love, not just doing it because you want people to see you that you are able to do this, you have capabilities of doing this. So if you're doing something out of love, you actually make time of doing it, of going to rehearsals. My rehearsals, it's always later when I knock off at work, and I integrate my teaching with music. Sometimes I would create a song out of whatever that I'm teaching. So that, because I know that the new generation, they love music, right? So if ever you implement a lesson through singing, it will be in their minds and they will always sing it. And when it comes exam time, they would remember that song. Yo, can a teacher, we sing about this thing.
I think I want to implement a teacher teaching me like that, you know.
That's where
the kids were dancing. I was like, whoa.
And it's fun.
If school was like this, some of us are not clever to get this thing.
It's
you
fun.
Know?
It's fun.
You make learning fun.
Yeah, it makes learning fun because there are learners who don't just. Intellectually, we are not the same. So there are learners who are auditorial learners. So whenever they hear music, that thing will always ring in their mind. It stays in their mind that, oh, Ghana teacher once sang this song. And this is the question that she asked us about. And this is the song then. It's going to be easy for them to give us the right answers. Yeah. So if you love something, you integrate it with whatever profession that you are in. Yeah.
Strike me as a leader.
Even how she presents.
Is that why you're here by yourself and without your group? Are you the leader and are you representing them?
No.
Are you the face?
I'm not the leader. I'm not the leader. My leader is at work. Okay. So we met as a committee and they said, okay, you can go and represent us. We cannot go as a group because, guys, it's a lot of us. We never thought of it that way. We thought, no, it's an interview. We can go and answer the questions on our behalf, represent as well. So, yeah.
So, when we're still in the group, how did you find yourself? Because this thing is a journey. It's a journey. Because I don't think that was your first choir.
It was not. it's funny, yeah. So I used to sing for a choir as I was growing, like I was in grade 9. And then my sister dated our conductor, Barata Omorena conductor, the late, unfortunately, the late, yeah, may his soul rest in peace, the late Tabisomos Vasili. And like I said in the beginning that anything that I do I would see. And he told my sister that, no man, you have to bring your little sister good words for, you know. And then I decided, okay, let me just go to the choir and find out or like, why is my sister keeps on pushing me, you have to go there, you know. And then I said, okay, let me just go. So the choir started in 2000 and I was not there. 2000, I went there in 2006. I was doing grade 10, 2006. So that's how I joined Barata Bomorin.
It's a dope gene.
It's been there for a long time. I started rapping in 2006, right? So that's why I'm saying.
Legends!
It's been there for a minute.
It's been there for a long time, but you know, in like there are humps, there are potholes.
Yeah,
we die, we resurrect, and then we die again.
Really. I was about to ask a question with regards to that, you know, because, you know, there was a time, especially in Kagiso, when fires were dominating.
Yes.
Where they were dominating. Almost every weekend you knew there's a show somewhere, you'd be just chilling.
Yeah.
So were you also part of that movement back in the days?
Yes. I
was with part the same of, group?
With the same group, with Barata Bomorena. Yeah. With Barata Bomorena and then, Tabiso.
Now that the scene has changed, how are you surviving like, in terms of gigs? Because right now we're on a little competition. It's very rare, man, who can put a first stage or somewhere, you know.
The stage is sensitive thing.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're not the hums and potholes. Barata Bomorena has been there for a long time. And then after the death of Abu Tabiso Motsoaledi, you know, having to have a new conductor, we have to adjust some of respect, some of disrespect, and then and then we came back, I think it's 2022. So the gigi, the center in the stage, like on the 25th of February, the stage in Banabane Joebabula Motel, which is Mohalero. The center in the stage, it just said right now, the support, because back in the days we were supported by elders, the support right now is no longer like the support that we had before, because right now the supporters that we have, alcohol and elders don't want those things. Baba Tlhaba did it to a praise and worship show, let it be a praise and worship show. So if there's alcohol involved, they get to be demoralized for them. Why are we here? We thought we are here for God, for praise and worship. But then it seems like the theme has changed. it's more like partying. They are taking this clap and tap journey lighter than before. Because honestly speaking, back in the days of Eva Rolisi Bamorena,
mighty messengers.
Yeah, the mighty messengers. You know, the beasties are hard. There was order, and we knew when we go on the stage, we would hear, because we don't just go for Roma Mera, those nice voices. Some of us are going there because there is a void in us that we want gospel music to fill it up. But then it's no longer like before.
So how do you guys like tackle the challenge, or planning on tackling the challenge?
I was about to ask.
We try by all means. You know, we try by all means to give maybe a short Ranyana speech. Even there's this show, yeah, Westside and Vegemo. They will always remind us that, you know, clap and tap is no longer like before, because people now want to work on stage and all that. We try by all means. But then, but why the alcohol is alcohol. Local way, Peter, immediately it takes over. It will expose you that, hello, you are on a certain realm that we are not in. And then it will change your personality. Hey, guy, what's wrong? You're not
so
jive on the floor.
So once our Shabidi show is in the cater for 1 year.
Yeah.
Something needs to change at the end of the day.
Yeah, something needs to change at the end of the day. We are trying our best. Most of the conductors, most of the choristers, we are trying to come up with ideas of how do we solve this problem that we are facing. You know, some supporters will tell us that, no, if I then I say support. And that's how much.
I think the problem is that the current generation
cannot get it.
So that's why I think it was asking for wireless HMG, maybe target market, you know, because you can actually promote even. Now, one thing I've realized, I think we also had a similar problem with the Unspoken Words movement, whereby I had elders telling me that I can't be chilling there, never, and I want somebody happy.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things. So something actually needs to change, you know, within that.
Yeah,
yeah.
We hope that as conductors, you actually find a solution for it. Because gospel too, is a music that heals.
Yeah,
true.
And it's the gender that sells more than any gender.
Yeah.
True.
So the worst is sleeping on itself again.
Again.
But let's apart from that, like, as an artist, boy, I mean, individually, personally, and also as we grow, what has been like the biggest challenge that you have encountered? You know, going on a hard share, but you like you see that moment made us who we are today. You know, we survived that moment. We can survive anything.
Biggest challenge. That's one of our little people that do that. And discouragement from people, whereby we have to move, even if we hear people discouraging whatever that we are doing. And the greatest challenge that we are still facing right now is us as choristers not standing our ground, not knowing what we want musically, comparing the choir that we are in currently with the other choirs outside. And then it turns out in a way that we lose choristers because babona choir ele kare imata, and then we lose the choristers because the choir tse di setse di godile. That's the biggest challenge that we're facing, not knowing. I always tell people that when you are rushing to go to a place that is already matured, you don't know where the foundation is. Why can't you be patient enough to start your own foundation and build the empire that you want to be in? so that you can never say, so that next time when you stand, you'll have a testimony, because every test has a testimony. I believe that every challenge that we face has a lesson. So we don't have to take a challenge as our downfall, but search a lesson within it. For what does this challenge teach me? Out of every challenges that we face, the poor Zaban Romelan Koton, the Aha Imona, they are preparing us for greater heights. How can you want to be in greater heights while you have never stepped into a stepping stone to Stone Kodisa? You just want someone to pick you up and throw you up there, says Kodi. But if Ukena Komulong, obviously gold, you cannot have something in there without being put inside the fire. A gold is refined Kamulong. So if you did not go through the fire, how says Uyakuntung Ekodi? You would never put more effort because you don't know what effort is. So when I was in a cheesy fella, and then you don't know, time is something else. You don't know if in the near future we can struggle. If that same choir is setting a hoodie, it faces a struggle. Are you going to go back to that choir? Ele yawa, ele yahola. Are you going to play when I didn't see the upon the Timonian Puma? Then about Tom and Jim, but he's a new year. So I think we have to go as choristers and not compare, and we have to grow each other. I'm also blaming us as choirs. But how can you accept an artist to go choir essence in a hole? It means you only want growth for your choir, you don't want growth for other choirs. So we should uplift one another. They would say, Matsidiso Uine, the best female vocalist. Just because I want best female vocalist, and then Kikena Okoyen, why was I going, no, if you're coming to our choir, what about that choir? Because there are still upcoming artists who are looking up on you, on the very same choir. So if you're leaving the same choir, when will it grow? At least I would want to stay there. Canary testimony. Kito akakala likwaya in. Ayes, tula nini mamotara ye, ma kwatakala, we are here because of. So if you can kwaya ekulile, and then it happens that they pick you randomly, come for an interview, what are you going to say? You don't have a knowledge, you don't even know the foundations of that choir.
You know, you just drop some
dance.
I won't even say knowledge. This is wisdom. This is too powerful, inspirational. Yeah. But let's just take a quick short break, and we'll be back after this short break. Hey, we'll be seeing what Jesus
is doing. Oh, sorry.
But don't forget to click that subscribe button down there. We'll be back up in about 5 minutes. Let's go.
Don't judge it. Don't try to criticize it, because I didn't judge you. When your preference was Tuli Pongola, I did not judge you. I accepted it. I encouraged you. Go for it. Do it. Yes, team you and your type, right? My type is a financially secure person. Why is that a problem for men? Why is it that men can have a preference but women can't? Just because y'all don't have a preference of a successful woman doesn't mean I can't have a preference of a successful man.
I get what you're getting at.
And it's not being a goal.
I feel like I've been doing this too much. Like, there's a part of you that tells you that, okay, this is where you need to stop.
We are back again, back from the break.
Second job.
Yeah. Break. You know what it is. We're still here chilling with the most. Our special guest today, Matsidiso, from
Barra.
Bamore. Yes, sir. It's still good.
I'm super.
So, I've been practicing my vocals a lot. I think my bass is...
Also, what that bass?
Yeah.
So, about Kenya first parting.
Nah, bass. So, how do I enter the group? Or how do you guys look for participants? How does it work?
How does it work? Baba ang bafi tazana then bauta ko pero then bakena, and then baba ang maybe go to staging, I can only present worship shows, they would come to us, well, we'd be like, okay, there's no joining fee. You just come. And then who invited you or visited or you want to join. It's not that much.
So the bear certain number
No, unlimited.
I was once invited to
unlimited.
Yeah, probably because of Zoom. I mean, how much ever Zoom? Zoom, what chase,
guys? Everything.
So that experience was like, you know, super.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
So, apart from being in the group, do you also like have your own music, like a solo career, maybe whereby
or better?
Because born, like, you just won best female vocalist.
Yeah.
So that should be a sign.
Yeah, definitely.
No, no.
The next thing, Nimasha.
No, no, currently, no, no. I'm just a worshiper at church. But only there's a guy on Kupile. Like sometimes I would sing alone. He recorded it, that's on TikTok, but not that much. And sometimes I would. Kiboni mutwa sala guitar, you know, kodi molo, and I would kita kupa mic, can I sing? And then I would sing. So there is a guy, Lena in studio in Chaso. So he asked me, you know what? Umboni ko TikTok, kupaga voice yako. I know kunano I don't have anything, but can you try something? So that's when I'm going to start to do something alone, just to try. Kiboni ngi yaga. Yeah,
definitely,
and then
looking forward to
this. Yes, yeah. and there's the other guy who won the awards, Mr. Favored.
He was supposed to be here. Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Favored. He also asked me for go back for their live recording. They want to feature me, but then I told them I don't have anything done. So kito opela in. So he told me, no, no, da opela anything yeri opela. So I've never considered myself as a solo singer, but if people see a potential, yeah, then why not?
Mm-hmm.
There's always where we have to start.
Yeah, I think you should definitely take a step
to us. So, you spoke about the challenges.
Yes.
You know, your lowest moment as a group. So far, ever since this journey started, what has been like the biggest achievement? Why one day one achievement told with your market like Lela Lady Gokolo Saka Kelmako? No less so.
Yes. The biggest achievement, apart from after we resurrected, the MoMA Awards. The MoMA Awards, it's.
So to visualize,
yeah,
MoMA Awards.
Yeah, the MoMA Awards. Up. You know, being recognized as Clap and Tap, it was heartwarming. That at least Clap and Tap now, it's acknowledged, and having to think, we were competing with choirs that had potential, choirs that were still there in the industry. And then Rababo Jesu, we resurrected. And then Kiligiti, our supporters, like, they were so faithful. We never had hope for guys. We said, let's go and try. Guys. And then coming to think for a recognition, we never thought of it. We would win 3 awards. Yo, that's the best highlight that we ever had. You know that. I've been crying, but because they are tears of joy. You know, I appreciate Apostle Papi for bringing this opportunity to us. Like, we really appreciate that. We would never ever forget that in our life. Guys, in can anything is it us who won 3 awards? Mm. Can almost only the awards go for that and nominated for 3 awards. It's only a male, that's male vocal. But best clap and tap we took it, best female vocalist we took it, best song we took it. And we were like, what? What is happening? We never thought of that. Some of us we live in Harry and Clean, but we have a copy. We had a certain choir. Yes, yeah, we do plan, but God fulfills. We had certain choir at the back of our minds. Harry and Rita celebrate a little. And then I will be so like, hello, are you for real?
This time on this hours, people who weren't expecting to be interested.
Yes.
Because even our last guest said the same thing, but now I was just there thinking that, okay, maybe one in Yana. Like, so who were when I can't hear you?
Yeah.
Don't get bored.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful story to tell as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mama planted the greatest seed in our lives that we just have to maintain it, keep on watering it for Iskasho, because it revived the hope in us that was dead. But I gospel at clap and tap. It's just clap and tap. It's there for entertainment. It will never be recognized, especially Western. Clap and tap is recognized, go so wait. And that, but immediately, Mama.
In Almadrata, when it comes to the arts side,
yes.
Yes. It's a big
problem. Yes, but I think it also comes to us as Clap and Tap artists. As much as Apostle Papi Ari recognizes it, Clap and Tap, we should not demoralize him by just taking this clap and tap January light. But Ridulensere wants appreciation by putting more effort and being out there. Now, since I will be able to keep our lives and be able to massacre the TV, you know, Lerona Ridulensere is a positive.
While we are still on that topic of art, you know, talking about the studies of the
yeah.
This question is going to be a little interesting.
Alright.
These days, whether in the political world, women are rising. They are on the top. Yeah. So let's take a more sober talk about Matsidis. They are the Minister of Arts.
Wow.
And culture.
Wow.
What are you doing differently? And especially for generally alone, as clap and tap artists, you know. Because now, personally, I feel like they are not getting the relevant platform everybody deserve and cause. So it's what you used to try back in the day. Mm. But yeah, right now, Otolaka Sunday about the Lady Shorts, anyway. I'll tell you how you
work. Number one. Le Ojuale Sanimiti, that's what they say. That's one. Studied in primary level. So that this love, Ekaske Avatuva Hine, won't you? In something that they grew up with, so that whenever they stand there with something that they deeply understand and are passionate about it. Primary level, start there. Go to go. You know when how can wash it like? Go to go look. It's choral music. Ivo do re mi fa. Yeah.
I used to be part of the choirs.
Yeah. Yeah. They are mold the voice, but. Clap and tap, I.
It's
different.
When you get there,
I'm
not
know that. Yeah. Yes. So, if they say I'm the Minister of Art and Culture, I say, yeah. It was that in primary levels, you know. And how is that in primary levels? You know, sometimes this thing of Barakutat and then Barakutele, and it's a recruit. Make sure that even if we don't have much that we offer, your presence, being there, supporting them physically, it also encourages people that this person is taking us seriously. And we don't know, every day is a learning day. I might come as a minister, but a child might teach me something new that I never thought of it. Now, this thing can come to life. you know, I just don't have to go there and overuse my powers or overuse the seat that I'm in. Be there as a learner as well, and give lecture to teach me what Dona Jenny Elibatahibona Ilika. How do you want to implement it? Take ideas from them and not just take them but implement them as well, so that they can say, kana idea ele itlile ka nna. It will encourage bana ba banyane gore ba ile inagana gantle ba go bale ka yone ntho e nne dijo tsa bone their daily bread, so that e kgone go gola. You know, support is not always about financial support. Even physical support encourages the person that this person has always been there with us. Even now, it's a donation. She's there moving with us. It's a donation there to show that she is supporting this thing. Financially, she cannot support us, but she's moving with us. Let's go out there. Let us market. When they introduce their show, we have Minister Matidis on there. They get encouraged to go, no, this person rather supporting them. Have a plan or something. They will plan their best. Obviously, people want to impress ministers. They will plan their best for Minister Tebalete. Family will say our best. We don't know how to do it. So when it comes to growing this art and culture thing, I prefer integrating things, not just clap and tap. Maybe integrate clap and tap with practical example, culture spheres. And then also in social media, mama sit clap and tap. Muta na stwana ki selesia jaiba. It becomes more fun because some of us regatta culture spheres, regatta cultural songs. But then when I'm invited to clap and tap, what am I going to do there? Clap and tap, it's part of art and culture. So if I integrate this thing, obviously the support little nangada, I would bring more people. Baba ratan hip hop, baba ratan cultural dances, baba ratan clap and tap, and then when they come, they know that everybody will be satisfied. I think that's how I think it is.
That's very powerful. I like what you just said.
I did say she's a leader. She spoke like a leader. For it's a question, man. She stepped into the mold and she took it home.
So, and I want to add on that as well, on what you just said. Since Velo Lugo Climate already, why don't you start something? Doing a little bit of change, or are you ready? Or are you already doing
something? I'm already doing something, but I've never introduced clap and tap. I do cultural events. I teach learners Setswana dance. I used to be a Setswana dancer. I teach them your Sarafina, your Gumboot dance. We do have choral competitions. We studied with Entara last year. Like anything that has to do with art and culture, I'm there. I'm there. Yes, I'm there. So
this is a manifestation.
Yes, because maybe Shui already knows it because of COVID and stuff and stuff. And then I gave my principal a proposal. So, but you know what? Why can't you do a heritage event? Don't worry for banana pizza. Kitaba huta inkeba huta in banana baba fast. And baba banali noli jinyana. Muguta kiyuan huta oli. Muguta kiyuan huta oli. You know. So it's fun.
So I'm curious. So there's this program again in like
MIT.
So I think their main goal there was to go to schools.
Can they come please?
And do what she's doing with the kids by her heart.
Yeah.
We did try to. I think
getting access to schools is
The
principal there supported us. I don't know why.
But I don't know. And trying to help.
Okay, number one question. When you bring your proposal, does your proposal involve payments inside?
Payments?
Yeah, like you want to be paid.
No, we are already being paid. Okay,
no, it means you're going to wrong schools. Because as a teacher, got experience, it's quite exhausting. But because for the love of kids and knowing that intellectually, kids have a twat. There's a saying that says education is the key to success, but it's not a key for every learner. Some of the learners, education will never be a key to their success because intellectually, honestly speaking, but they have this ability culturally, artistically, they can go far.
Yeah.
And then if you, we need some tuele kamo harabo. Oto kona kubana kumawa no onale potential ika soka, no onale potential ika singing, no onale potential ika this. And now most of my kids, onale ba lukuru kot lasting intellectually they are struggling. But memory, kadi performance, they will blow your mind. So as a teacher, it's draining because I have to focus on curriculum matters. They are your administration as a teacher. They are your, this is your marking. And kids will come knocking at my door. Teacher, I practice a day. And then I'm busy with marking. So we need people like you who want to help.
Yeah.
Because one of us talk about work, because sometimes when I had this other guy, I would call him outside for Spantula. Because I Spantula, guys, yeah, that guy is Spantula. Do your fundraising, But even the payment is not enough. Thank you. So we need, I don't know, the colo did reject that. Yeah, I don't want to be harsh, but it means they are not taking passion yabana seriously. Because, like I said, education is not the key to every learner's success. Having people like you in our midst, there, it's an achievement for me.
Yeah.
It's an achievement. It's putting our school up there. I mean, at the back of my mind, I have this thing. I go, we can nale di kolo rehost them maybe go kachiso hall, a show, a talent show for kids, different schools.
I like the team expression.
Yeah, different schools, not just Matlasedi, but different schools. So we cannot have that because teachers are busy. Curriculum, I mean.
Got you.
Yeah, so if you have people who are helping us, this thing we can manifest that.
I think I'll talk to you, Blake, and we can meet up again.
Please,
We'll do the exchanging of the numbers and we'll
please.
Take it for.
I'm the spot board, spot art and culture coordinator who's going to say. So, come on, Tessie. But I'm that guy.
Because of WKC, all about closing those gaps between the creative sector, trying to find those practical solutions instead of really implementing in the arts and culture, especially in the hood. Because right now, that's why there's a high surge of substance abuse. Where Grobung, Ujolo, Jaival, one hour school, or my food, sometimes. It's because of aponetic activities. Even if you go, not even go scale, I feel. You know, back in the days, there were cultural groups, focus. You know, how kids were. Yeah, guy. Because they. Those kind of vibes, we need to bring back that culture. At classes. You know, all this hype.
Let's save our kids.
Yeah. So, let's get back to the music.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, Parato about.
BBM.
Yeah, right.
Like BBM.
What's your source of inspiration like for you to create music? What do you hope to achieve? Because I believe whatever we create with purpose.
What's our source of inspiration? Like you said, mostly they are focusing on drugs and all that. So.